This is episode number 2490 of the Who Cares News for Tuesday, July 25th, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Tom Brady has found himself a new supermodel squeezy squeeze.
Oh, my.
Wow. He was seen picking up Bradley Cooper's ex, Irina Shayk.
She's been Bradley Cooper's ex for a very, very long time.
Very long time, yeah.
Very long time. But and she's his baby mama, right?
I believe
they
so.
They have a kid together.
Yeah.
I think they do. Yeah.
Wonder if him and Bradley will hang together.
I doubt it. I really seriously doubt it. I seriously doubt it.
Anyway, he picked her up in an L.A. hotel and brought her to his house for a Friday night sleepover.
I don't know where Tom lives.
Pajamas optional.
Does he live in Bel Air? Does he live in Beverly Hills?
Don't
Hollywood
know.
Hills? Where don't does know. He live out here?
Where does his ex-wife live?
She's like in Florida, right?
Is she still there?
Still in Miami or something? Who knows? She's globetrotting.
Yeah. Wonder how close he is to his kids, though.
Probably not.
Well, I wonder
once in a while, I'm sure the kids come.
But where is his oldest one?
Yeah, well, isn't his oldest one grown?
Well, it's his kid with Bridget Moynihan.
Right.
I don't know.
Is that child now a grown adult?
I don't
know
if he was a grown adult.
I don't know.
Close. Anyway.
Anywho.
On Saturday, he was caught on video stroking her cheek in his car.
Oh, my.
Stroke. Before he brought her back to the hotel.
Huh?
But later that day, he picked her up again.
Uh-oh.
And she spent Saturday night at his house for a little pajama party optional, too.
Tommy, terrific. Oh, my God. Wow.
He's all love struck or less struck.
Well, you know, good on him. He can get a supermodel.
He's like, ooh, I found one. Leo. I wonder if he called Leo.
He probably found a supermodel. Yeah, because there's a lot of rejects that Leo has that are over
the age
of 25.
Yeah. Now, this is all very interesting because back in 2018, Irina went to Super Bowl 52 to root against him.
To root against Tom.
Because at that time, she was dating Bradley Cooper.
And he's
a huge Eagles fan.
Oh, yeah.
So she was at the game with him wearing an Eagles hat. And the Eagles did indeed defeat the Patriots.
They did back in 2018. You know who else was there?
Gives them something to roll
Ben Affleck.
In their relationship.
You know, Ben Affleck is a big Philly fan. No, he's a Patriots fan. Sorry.
Yeah.
Who am I thinking of that's a big Philly fan? There's a bunch.
Kevin
Hart is, and there's just a bunch of guys that are just big Phillies. Philadelphia Eagles fans. Whatever.
Yeah, because the Phillies, when you say Phillies.
Phillies, you think about baseball.
Yeah.
I don't know from nothing.
You do, too.
I don't know from nothing.
You were just distracted by
supermodels. You know what? We don't have the Playboy Mansion anymore. It's been kind of, I don't know, raked over. So it's under new management. Why don't we have Tom Brady open up a new Playboy Mansion?
There you go.
I'm liking this. We can go hang out at Tom's Grotto. Pajamas optional. I love that.
Yeah.
I think that's a good idea. So, anyway.
And maybe he'll stroke your cheek. Stroke.
Leave that one lay.
Well, that's what he did in the car, people.
It was witnessed. Yeah, I'm sure it was on TMZ.
Stroking her cheek.
Oh, my God.
Wonder what she was thinking. Like, really? Once again, we're reviving stuff from the 80s that we just don't need. And this time it's coming from Ryan Reynolds.
Ooh.
Basically, though, whose creative instincts are usually spot on.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, no.
So he's bringing back Alf.
What, the TV show? The character?
The character.
Oh, my.
I've seen some of them. For a series of shorts promoting brands like Mint Mobile, Ring, and Hims.
Well, I don't think... So he's... He owns Mint Mobile.
Yep.
I don't think he has any ownership stake in Ring or Hims, but he does own an advertising agency. You know,
yes.
It's a creative services agency.
Oh, I know the name of it too.
Anyway.
It just went out of my mind.
Yeah.
You might remember that Alf was a furry alien from the planet Melmac. Crash landed in a garage in the San Fernando Valley. He's unable to return home.
Of course not.
He loves to
eat cats.
That's
the deal. Yeah.
And like Morgan Mindy, my favorite Martian and third rock from the sun, comedy ensues for 102 episodes.
And then, I mean, it's like it was not a new idea. That's for damn sure.
Hey, I watched it.
Oh yeah, I remember watching Alf.
Yeah, we watched it.
It was fun. And there was always a moral at the end of the sitcom. Remember, sitcoms had a moral, you know, and so it would always be Willie, the dad,
of course,
and Alf. And I mean, another prime example of morals, Mr. Belvedere. Mr. Belvedere would always have a moral at the end of every sitcom. I miss that in TV today. Can you imagine Modern Family having a moral at the end of every? they missed the boat on that.
Anywho, they'll air this Saturday on Ryan's Maximum Effort. That's it. Maximum Effort channel on Fubo in between episodes of the original 80s series.
Oh, so they're going to be running on a Fubo. Okay, that's cool. Maybe we'll check that out. And then he'll be doing, obviously, you know, commercials with Alf. Okay.
He says the idea came from his irrational love of Alf growing up.
So Alf was a puppet.
Uh-huh.
And the guy who puppeted Alf was also the creator of that show. It was Paul Fusco, I think was his name. And so he was one of the writers. I mean, he was very active. It wasn't
I did not know.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah. So he said they would push. He said his favorite part was sitting in the writing room and coming up with jokes that would push the levels of the censors at NBC. They did not like the cat eating stuff. But they did get a few of those jokes in. But if you think about that and you look at Third Rock, which was also on NBC, not quite 10 years after Alf, maybe like 3 or 4 years after Alf, you know, very much the same kind of thing. Also very, very funny. That show was hilarious, Third Rock.
That show was funny, and Alf was funny.
Yeah, Alf was funny. I think you can still find Third Rock, though, streaming. I don't know about Alf. Well, you can now because it's on Fubo.
So. Yeah.
There you go.
You know, Ryan Reynolds also, and I haven't watched it. I keep meaning to because I keep forgetting about it. He has, on somewhere on socials, he has bedtime stories.
Oh, yeah. No, he's got a YouTube channel about bedtime stories.
YouTube, that's it.
Yeah. We talked about that a few years ago, yeah. Ryan Reynolds, he's a force, man. He's a force.
He actually is. You don't think about it, but he's a smart guy.
With our apologies to Ryan Reynolds' children, who he makes fun of on social media, because, you know. And Halle Berry. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.